Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco 49ers Insider, Matt Maiocco.
Today on the 49ers Insider Podcast, we have a special treat. Edward J. DeBarlo Jr. Eddie DeBarlo, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2016, he will join us to talk about the upcoming weekend. He will get honored at the 49ers Patriots game at Levi's Stadium. He will receive his ring of excellence as a Pro Football Hall of Fame member. We'll talk about all the adversity he faced when he first took over the job and how things turned around under Bill Walsh. We'll talk about his connections with the New England Patriots and what the 49ers have to do to get out of their current skid. So Eddie DeBarlo coming up now on the 49ers Insider Podcast. And I'm joined now by the one of the newest members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Eddie DeBarlo. And Eddie, how does that sound? Pro Football Hall of Famer.
It's been almost a year. And we've done an awful lot of things during that period of time. And it still hasn't sunk in. It's just something that... I just can't tell you. I mean, I keep saying the same thing over and over, that I am just totally, totally humbled and so very, very proud. And I guess one of these days it'll sink in, maybe when I see the bust in Canton.
That bust is here this weekend.
That's right. At
Santa Clara. So
yeah, will this...
Yeah, I mean, and what does it mean to come back? And I'm sure you're going to see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of your old friends, people that you've obviously stayed in contact with. What will that mean this weekend in the Bay Area and then Sunday at Levi Stadium?
It's going to be really, really unbelievable. And this truly does come full circle. I had President Baker. We did a thing at, a plaque and a presentation at my high school in Youngstown. We did that 2 weeks ago. And this is probably the last thing that I will do individually as being part of the Hall of Fame. And it's so very, very important because it's going to be in front of the fans. Now, a lot of these fans weren't there, during our successful years, but I'm sure that their parents were and their relatives were, and I'm sure that, they're old enough to appreciate what transpired. And that is going to be a very emotional big thing for me because my fans, obviously my players and our coaches, but my fans were right up there. They were as important to me as anybody.
What I think is probably gets lost a lot with, the parents of these people know, but maybe the new generation of fans probably don't realize just how tough it was for you at the beginning. I mean, 1977, after that season, you fired the coach. In 1978, the 49ers went on a 9-game losing streak. You changed coaches in the middle of that. Obviously, the 49ers are going through a pretty difficult time now, but how did you handle the criticism? And there was a lot of it in those early days, and I'm sure even after the 1979 season when Bill Walsh went 2-14.
Right.
How difficult was that on you?
Oh, it was terrible. And I was commuting, and I did that for many, many years from Youngstown to San Francisco. My wife Candy and I would we'd take a plane from either Pittsburgh or Cleveland. And, we'd leave after the game on the red eye. And, we had just loss on top of loss. And it was really, really tough. And then, you know, I got pretty well grilled in the papers too. The guys nowadays, the people, the ownership group and the people in the Bay Area, you guys are kind of tame compared to some of the guys that I had. I mean, back then, boy, I'll tell you, everything flew, Spears, anything. We had some really tough reporters, and you guys are sophisticated, and you say it like it is, but back then I was, they said things that were very personal that even about a person's height and about a person's build, which had nothing to do with running a football team. If I was an idiot and didn't know what I was doing, say it. But it was difficult. I had some really tough times.
Was there ever a time in those first couple of years where you just thought, you know, I don't need this. I don't need to be an owner of an NFL team. I can do something else and not put myself up to this this kind of criticism and unfair criticism.
Well, Matt, I tell you the truth. I think there probably were some times, and you know, usually they came on those late night flights that had to stop in L.A. and land in Cleveland at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you say to yourself, you say to your wife, is this all worth it? It's just one loss after another. But you know what? It got into my system, and I made up my mind that this was going to be something that I was going to make into something that would be proud for myself, for my family, for the fans, and then, obviously Bill was hired, and we had a tough year or two with Bill. But then we started to move in the right direction after a few years, with the drafts, with Joe and with Ronnie. And I mean, I could go on and on. The players that are going to be there this weekend, it's unbelievable. I have goosebumps. I mean, I see these guys a lot. I mean, we're like one family. I hate to keep bringing that up, but I don't know about other teams, but truly, truly, hundreds of these guys and I get together, or we try to get together at times. And I think that's really, really the reason why I am in the Hall of Fame. And I think it's the reason why Coach Walsh is in the Hall of Fame, the great coach that he was. I mean, we just had this relationship and rapport with these players, and I still have it. I mean, they're like brothers to me.
How do you do that? I mean, because, it's not easy to stay in contact with as many people as you do. And, in talking to your former players, weekly I'll talk to one of your former players, and
right,
that person will say, I just talked to Eddie.
Right.
And I think, how many Eddie DeBarlos are there out there that you can talk to so many people? I mean, how do you do that?
I do, Matt. I do. I talk to, and it's just not, I talk to Joe and Ronnie and, like Harris and Roger, Jerry, probably more than others. But I talked to Bryant. He had this horrible tragedy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get there because I had to be on the West Coast for a wedding, a friend of mine, and I was in his wedding. So I ran up and, I spent 3 or 4 hours with Kristen and Bryant in North Carolina. But guys like Jeff Fuller, people that are going through tough times like Larry Roberts, and I just try and keep my hand on everything. And then a lot of players have set up foundations, have set up things that are, that they're doing now. I get involved in that. I must be involved, maybe in 50 or 75 foundations or different things that ex-players do. And, and I'm really starting to think about doing something. We had a reunion, and God rest his soul, Bill was there. It was probably the last big thing that we did that Bill took part in. And I was actually thinking of having another reunion with all the players from the Super Bowl teams and the coaches and everybody when sometime in the next year or two. But I really try and stay in touch with all these guys.
Well, probably the most poignant part of your speech for the induction ceremony when you talked about family and also the men that play the game. And you said, history has its eyes on all of us right now.
Right.
We've got to do all we can to look after one another and take care of one another, not just when the uniform is on, but when the uniform comes off, too. So how does the NFL... How do they do a better job? How must they do a better job of taking care of these people?
Well, I think they're trying. And, from what I gather, and, I talk to Roger not often, but, I think between the players' union and between the commissioner's office, I think that they're really trying. You know, you're reading a lot of negative things about the NFL, about their ratings, about this, about CTE. It's still the greatest sport. I really think that they've got their act together and that they know what they need to do. You have the owners that are in the league now, the majority of them are extremely, extremely bright men, some of them geniuses in marketing and in business. And this too will be overcome. The NFL will be back to where it should be. I mean, it is the greatest show in town. And what you have to do is you have to protect your own people. You have to make sure that what you're putting on the field is safe, and that everybody, even after they're playing, are being protected, and that you don't want anybody that like our situations. We have a couple of guys that are, going through really tough times. And these guys, the NFL is helping them some way, but it's got to be more. They have to protect and help the players that aren't playing the game right now. And I think that that's going to be done. And I think that they're going to allocate, a large sum of money to that. And that will really help cure the problem.
I guess it's very fitting that this weekend, when you're honored, that the New England Patriots will be in town. I know that you spent time with Bob Kraft when he took over ownership of the Patriots, and you were very open with him. What do you remember about that when Bob Kraft came to visit you in Santa Clara?
He called, and I think I'm not so sure. I don't remember. It's been a while, but he had just purchased the team, and he asked if he and a group of his people could come out and spend some time. Same thing happened with Jerry Jones, and Bob came out, and we got to be very, very good friends very fast. Carmen Policy, Bob Kraft, myself. Jonathan, his son, and he had obviously different people at the time, but they spent quite a long time in San Francisco, in Santa Clara, we hid nothing. I mean, we showed them what we did, how we did it. And we did the same thing with Jerry Jones. And
Eddie, why would you do that? Why would you open your doors to a competitor?
Oh, because, I mean, it's the right thing to do. They're your partners. And, I know it's very competitive, but you know what? Then you have to be one step ahead of everybody, and you have to continue to forge on. Bill's philosophy was that, we're going to be better than the next guy, and we're going to, however we have to do that, we're going to do it. But I had no qualms about having fellow owners come out and see how we operate. And, it's so different now. Just use Jerry and Bob Kraft as an example. When they came out, our entire front office was maybe five or six people. Now, this better than I do. What do you have in the front office of some of these teams? There's 30, 40, 50 people.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get anything done. I mean, you know, we had John McVay, we had Carmen, myself, Bill, and, you know, the scouting department, Tony Rosano. I just don't know how. We got some pretty good players on our team.
It's funny. One of your comments was that God blessed me with the good judgment to hire Bill Walsh. And I would imagine Bob Kraft feels the same way about God blessing him with the good judgment to hire Bill Belichick. And today I had an opportunity to ask Bill Belichick about you. And, this is what he had to say.
Bill, the 49ers are honoring Eddie DeBartolo here on Sunday. Obviously went into the Hall of Fame. Have you had much interaction with Eddie DeBartolo, and what are your thoughts on the legacy that he left behind, not only with the 49ers, but just the entire NFL?
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie and I actually go back a long way. I go back even further with his wife. When I was a kid, I grew up, my dad grew up in Struthers, and her family, her parents were great friends of my grandparents, and they honestly had a lot to do with the opportunity that my dad and, you know, ultimately our family received, and knew Eddie through her. I have tremendous respect for Eddie. You know, we competed against them for so many years when I was at the Giants in the NFC. I mean, every game was a monster game, playoff games, the conference games, they were always, great competition. I have so much respect for Eddie, the organization that he built with the 49ers. I think his selection into the Hall of Fame is long overdue, but glad that he received the recognition that I certainly feel he deserved. I'd regret that I wasn't able to be at the induction myself this year. I just couldn't work it out on my schedule, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I think what he's done on a personal level, the support that he's given to friends that go back with him all the way to high school and grade school and all that, the support that he's shown for the Youngstown Poland community. He's been a great friend. I've sought his advice many times. He's always been very candid, open, and helpful. I just couldn't say enough great things about Eddie. I wish that I had had the opportunity to work for him, although I had a great experience with the Giants. I mean, I don't regret anything that happened. I'm not saying that, but, he was truly one of the great owners that the league has had. The things that he and Coach Walsh did organizationally were so far ahead of their time, and they were tremendous. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing him this weekend and personally being able to congratulate him. I've talked to him on the phone a couple of times since his selection, but it'll be good to see him personally. Tremendous respect for him. Couldn't really put it into words. It goes beyond that. And I'll be forever grateful, as will my grandparents and father and his family, for what his wife and her family did for ours.
Your reaction to what Bill Belichick, the very complimentary toward you.
Well, all I can say is that this goes back so very long. We have been friends, but the funny thing about all this is his family is from the same city, which was about oh, I don't know, about 5 miles from where I grew up, called, in Struthers, Ohio, where my wife and her family were born and raised. And her father and mother had a small grocery store. And he actually knew and met my wife's family and my wife and her brother long before he ever knew about Eddie DeBartolo or I knew about Bill Belichick. And it's really, really funny. And I think he said it, that his grandparents and his dad were born in Struthers. And I know that they shopped at my wife Candy's father and mother's little grocery store. And that's how this relationship started. And then he and I started to get close. We met in Massachusetts in Nantucket some years back, and we had some dinners together and kind of talked about the old days and talked about Struthers and talked about his growing up and, you know, what he did, his time in Cleveland and his time in New York and everything. And I just knew that this man was destined for greatness. I knew it. I could just, you know, it was like when Bill was hired. I mean, I just felt something. I just knew it. And, he's going to go down as one of the great, great coaches of all time. And he deserves it. And, you know, I mean, he of course he has Tom Brady, but this guy has overcome many, many things. He's changed players. He's done this. The way he goes in and he adjusts to readjustments in his mind, I can't say enough about him. He's right now, there isn't anybody in the NFL that's even close to him.
Yeah, well, it'll be great for him. He said he wishes, of course, he'd been able to make it to the induction ceremony, but he's looking forward to seeing you on Sunday at Levi's Stadium. And you know, obviously you follow what's going on with the 49ers. How tough is it for you? And any advice on how the team, how your nephew, Jed, have to move forward to get out of this and build for the future?
You know, they're going through a very tough time, and you know, things like that happen. You know, winning becomes something that you get used to, and unfortunately, when you lose, it's hard to break that too. I think Jed, truthfully, is going to do what he has to do to turn things around, and I think he's doing it now. There's some distractions. They have the nucleus of some really good football players on that team, and I think that that Coach Kelly is going to do what he has to do, and I'm sure, you know, with the division they're in, I personally think Seattle's got a good team. I don't think that they're the team that they were. Neither is Arizona, and I expected Arizona to be a lot better this year. You have the Rams. And it just, it's different. I think that they're in a position that they can really, get over this hurdle and get over what they're going through right now and turn things around. They've been competitive in quite a few of the games, even though it doesn't show and you don't have a W in your column. But I think that Jed'll be fine. You know, I don't talk to him as much as I used to, but he is, he's a very, very, very smart young man, and I think he knows what he has to do, and he knows moves that have to be made, and just hopeful that everything gets turned around and they start winning and get back to where they were a few years back when they were competing for the Super Bowl, and I think that'll happen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the team's going through some tough times, 1-8, 8-game losing streak, and so much attention through the season has been on Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm. and his protest. From afar, how do you view it as a former owner, and what would you have done, do you think, if you had been in 49er ownership when this was going on?
Well, I have to tell you, Matt, I'm the type of person that believes that everybody that is born and raised and is in this country has a right to express their opinions and have their own opinions. That doesn't mean I agree with it. I do know Colin Kaepernick. He came to one of our galas about 5 years ago. Hopefully, and I'm sure he does, believes in what he's doing, and he believes in what he's doing is right. I can't say that he's right, and I certainly can't say that he's wrong, but I can say that he has a right to express his feelings, because this is a free country, and he has that right. Now, as far as if it happened during my ownership, I would probably still take that position. I'm not so sure Coach Walsh would have. Coach Walsh was not the type of person that put up with situations that were distractful or distracting to the team. I cannot speak for him. God rest his soul. But I do know how he thought, and I do know how his great mind worked. And I don't know what he would have done in a situation like that, but I don't think that he would have been happy with it. I think that he would have, I think that he would have done something very proactive.
Well,
that's just my opinion, though. That is just totally my opinion.
Will you have an opportunity, do you think, to meet any of the current 49ers?
You mean the players?
Yeah, the players this weekend.
Oh, I think so. We're going to go down before the game, because I know that Coach Belichick wants to say hi. Actually, my wife and my brother-in-law, he wants to say hi to them. So, we're going to. I know it's supposed to rain, but what's the difference? But we're going to. We're going to be down on the field, and I'm sure I know some of the current players. And, they just have really, honestly, they haven't thrown in the towel. I thought that they've played, they've played pretty good. They should have and could have won that game in Arizona. I know it's easy to say, should have, could have, but I don't think they're throwing in the towel. I think that the coach has them playing. I think that they do have some talent. They've had some injuries, too. And, they've had a lot of distractions, Matt. And that really hurts a team. I mean, that's as bad as an injury. So they'll get it together. Jed'll get things straightened out. And I would assume that Coach Kelly will come out of this and be the type of coach that they want him to be.
Yeah. Hey, one question that I ask all my guests. Obviously, you've been to every NFL city multiple times. When you were the owner, was there ever one city in particular where you just kind of circled it on your calendar and you said, I can't wait to get there to experience this city?
Well, I think if I had to pick one just right now off the top of my head, we didn't play the Patriots very often, and they weren't in Boston. They were in Foxborough. If I had to pick a city that I look forward to going to, I think it would have been L.A.
Mm-hmm. And now they're back.
Yeah, now they're back. And we had a before geographical realignment, which I actually was on that committee. We had a brutal travel schedule. We had Atlanta, New Orleans, and L.A. In our division, and it was really tough. It was tough. But I always look forward to going to L.A. I thought interesting city.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, there's probably no bigger compliment that I can give you than to tell you that. It was amazing when you were inducted how many people it just brightened. People were gleaming. People were so happy for you. Almost, I met so many people who almost acted as if they were being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's
and
nice
so, and I'm sure you've heard that, and you see the looks on people's faces and the tears in their eyes. So, congratulations. It's been a pleasure and honor to have you on the podcast. I really look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Well, thank you so much. And I read you. I think you're great. And you're really a special reporter. And it's really fun. It's an honor to talk to you. And you know, I hope we do see each other, and I hope we get to do this again.
And it really is true, the number of people who were completely overjoyed when Eddie DeBarlo was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And even Patriots coach Bill Belichick, a man of few words, he spoke for 3.5 minutes talking about the respect he has, the admiration he has for Mr. DeBarlo. When I asked him about the former 49ers owner earlier today, and for me, very nice of him to offer those kind words, and of course to join me on the 49ers Insider Podcast. And you can check out all of our podcasts, and you can subscribe to them. They're available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify.
The 49ers Insider Podcast on csnbayarea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.